Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. Glad you're tuned in on whatever Super Talk station you find us every afternoon or online. Welcome to the program. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob Getty, Kelly Sander. Andrew's out for a few weeks. Got a special guest in the studio with us today. Scott Kirk is the sports director at Channel 7, WDAM-TV, and he's going to sit in the whole hour with us, and we're glad to have Scott in the studio. And we're about to talk to the newest member of the Liberty Flame baseball coaching staff. We hate to say that he's gone from Southern Miss, but we certainly are proud of the great promotion he got. Keller Bradford joining us here in just a moment. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, where you'll find great food 7 days a week, and you'll find that it's a great place to cater your next event. Dickey's Barbecue, we really do appreciate all they do for Southern Miss and for our program. Keller Bradford is the new pitching coach for the Liberty Flames and played such a valuable role here at Southern Miss over the last couple of years as a pitching assistant here on the Christian Ostrander staff and, of course, a former player for the Golden Eagles as well. And, Keller, our loss is Liberty's gain, but congratulations, my friend, on a great job promotion for you.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm excited to be up here and kind of get this thing going, but, you know, obviously very grateful and appreciative of my time in Hattiesburg. It was obviously, you know, special home for me and my wife and family and all that kind of stuff, but hard leaving, but this is a great opportunity for us, for sure.
All right, the obvious question, Keller, is what has Christian Ostrander meant to you?
Oh, my goodness. That's a hard question to answer because, I mean, he was my pitching coach, and then obviously was a huge reason that I ended up coming back and being there working player development and coaching the last 2 years. And, I mean, he has taught me so much about, you know, coaching and helped me so much in my journey. He is truly a one-of-a-kind person for sure.
What's his secret, Keller? What makes him so good at his trade?
If you ask him that, he's going to tell you there's not a secret sauce, but just from being around him for so many years, it's the relationship aspect. It's the fact that he cares. You know, he's invested in the people around him. He's invested in the players around him. Obviously, he wants to win as bad or more than anybody, but he treats everybody the right way, and he takes care of everybody around him, and it's just a special thing to be a part of, for sure.
Scott Kirk is here with us, as we said, Sports Director, Channel 7. Scott, jump in here with Keller Bradford.
Hey, Keller, I was just wondering, the family that Coach Oz has built seems like talking to guys like Danny, guys like Ben Brewer, Travis Creel, it really makes you guys feel secure. What was the hardest part for you when Liberty approached you about this opportunity here to leave Southern Miss?
Well, it's just there's a comfortability factor, you know. Like, I mean, obviously, Liberty's a great program, and I'm very excited to be here. It was a no-doubt opportunity for me, but like as far as leaving Southern Miss, it's like, you know, there's so much tradition and there's so many good things in that program that program has done over the years. And like I'm saying with Oz, just being so invested in everybody else, and you're invested back, you know, whenever you're a part of that. And you know that Southern Miss is going to win, and there's no other option. And so, you know, like for me, playing there and coaching there, spending 6 years of my life there, you know, at different times, like, it's become home. And, you know, for my wife went to school there too, so it's like one of those things, like, hey, are we actually going to leave? We actually going to do this? And ultimately, yeah, the answer was yes. But obviously, you know, it's a tough thing to do. It's a tough, you got to pull that trigger. You know, it's tough to do sometimes.
Well, Liberty is bow-legged with money. So good for you.
I appreciate that.
But I want to ask you now, Keller, you're in the seat where you're going to make calls as to what type of guys that you want on the bump for the Flames. Are you going to be a velo guy? Are you going to be a pitchability guy? Are you going to be a development guy? What are you thinking at this point?
You've got to have a balance, right? For me, and just being around Oz and seeing what has worked and been so successful there, there has to be a balance. But at the end of the day, development is, that's not optional. You know, you have to develop guys, and you've got to do everything you can to invest in guys and make them better. But I mean, I would definitely say, like, pitchability, being able to throw strikes, competing, just having the right mindset and mentality to go out there and give everything you have, and whatever that looks like, however many outs that you can get doing it right then, you know, relying on stuff it looks really good sometimes, but it can also come back to bite you whenever those guys aren't able to command the baseball. And I would definitely say for me, you got to develop. You got to try to make the stuff better. But at the end of the day, if you got guys that are going to compete in the zone and you know what you're going to get, then that's your best chance to win.
But the problem that you're dealing now with getting guys that you want to develop, Keller Bradford, is you get them developed and then somebody else comes along with a prettier checkbook and more zeros in this day and age now, unfortunately, in my opinion, but then you lose them. So will pitching coaches, will your colleagues kind of start shying away from development because of that and let the JUCOs or D2s develop them more?
You know, I don't think so. Obviously, the baseball landscape has become really transactional. There's no doubt about that. But I do think, and I think Southern Miss is like a really, really good example of this, is if you put the time in and you develop and you create real relationships that mean something to the right people and you bring the right people in, the right characters, then they don't want to leave that. You know, no matter how much money they can get from somebody else, they know that it's not going to make their life better. And that's going to be, you know, not necessarily a challenge here, but it's going to definitely be something that I'm going to really, really try really hard to create that culture, if that makes sense.
Hey, Keller, let's talk about Southern Miss for just a few minutes. Came up a couple of games short. Oz basically kind of implied to us earlier this week, or he was on the show maybe last Friday, that he thought in the end maybe a pitcher or two short in the bullpen for where you guys wanted to go. As you look back, would you concur with that? And where did the team come up a game or two short, Keller?
Yeah, I would agree. I think offensively, I mean, all credit to Coach Krill, Coach Rhodes, Coach Brewer, and Danny. I mean, that's one of the best offensive teams that I've ever been a part of at Southern Miss. And it was real. And they did everything they could throughout the year. And obviously the pitching staff was really good too, but at the end it did seem like, you know, we're probably one arm away from really being able to, you know, to push through and win that last game, get to a super regional. I always felt like we were kind of built a little bit better for a three game set, you know, with what we have. Like JB was going to be a guy who was going to go out there and be able to win a game almost by himself. And then you had Colby Allen and Payne at the back end of the bullpen. You had Matt, who was always going to give you a good start. Graydon Harris, when he's on, obviously he's a freshman. Like, when he was on, it was really, really good. And he was on more times than not. But I think just the position maybe that we put ourselves in the regional, and it's tough. You know, you don't really always know the right answers. We obviously did everything we could to win. I don't think anybody would doubt that. But coming back trying to win, what is it, 5 games in 4 days? That's hard. You know, we play 5 games in 4 days, and you do feel like you maybe are an arm short of what you need, like, it puts a lot of stress on your guys. You know, they were tired at the end, I think.
Yeah, and you lost a couple of guys before the season ever started that you were really counting on. Am I right about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you had two guys in particular. You had three guys that were injured this year. One of them, freshman Logan Pratt. Really high ceiling. I do think that he would have got some significant innings this year. But the two older guys that you kind of really felt good about being in the mix, Drake Meeks and Chase Adams. Drake Meeks, huge, big arm, up to 98 at times. And then Chase Adams, like a really good left-handed bullpen arm that just consistent throw strikes. You know what you're going to get. And obviously you lose those three guys. And, you know, it's going to happen. People are going to get hurt. Injuries happen. It just, all three of them are pitchers. You know what I mean? Oh. Like, right. If you're going to have injuries, you almost want to spread them out a little bit. Like, give me a pitcher and an outfielder and an infielder to kind of mitigate your losses. But they were all three pitchers.
All right. Can you stick around just a few more minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. We're talking to Keller Bradford. We'll talk about Keller and his future on the other side of the break. As we head into the break, quick reminder about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. Thousands of you tune in that way every month. We're grateful to you for that. Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher. Tune in, YouTube, or you could just tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And I want to remind you about our wonderful friends at Mo Baby and Yay Company, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Great desserts. You can check out their Facebook page, obviously, at mobay.com. That's their Facebook page, and Mo Bay Beignet Company Hattiesburg is their website. Mo Bay Beignet Company.
Really impressed, Bob, at how Keller used properly in a sentence, mitigate their losses. Well done, Keller.
Yeah, well, Keller didn't go to Iowa State. Keller. So oh. Keller has good English.
You're going to bed without your dinner tonight, young man.
More with Keller Bradford. Scott Kirk got to join us for the whole hour as well. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. The second segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net. Also, hello to our wonderful friends at MCS Home Center out in Bellevue, 7329 US 98 in Hattiesburg. Working in your yard this weekend, working on your house, maybe a construction project. They've got all the materials, all the supplies, and all the expertise you will ever need at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. Brand new and local, and we're proud to have them part of our Eagle Hour family. Keller Bradford continues our conversation. And all right, Keller, let's move ahead a little bit. You're now the pitching coach at Liberty. Kind of tell us what you've seen since you got out there and what your expectations and hopes are.
Well, I mean, first of all, today is actually my first day up here, trying to get settled in, going and seeing campus and the baseball field and all that kind of stuff. And it's beautiful. It really is. It's a much different terrain, obviously, than Hattiesburg. I'm looking out the windows right now at mountains in the distance and, you know, hills up and down, whatever. But the baseball facilities, all the athletic facilities are really, really nice, really new. I'm super excited to be here and try to build something here, obviously. It's very, very exciting.
Tell us a little bit about their program. I don't know that our fans would know a lot about the Flames program, baseball program.
So it really took off, I want to say, about 15 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, something like that. And they went through a pretty good spell, maybe where they were in the A-Sun, where they were winning pretty good, winning the conference, I want to say, you know, around 2018, 2019, 21, somewhere in there. They're making regionals every single year, or they're in and out of regionals, winning a ton of games. Now, the last 3 years have just been okay. You know, Liberty came down in 23 to Hattiesburg and played a weekend series, non-conference weekend series against Southern Miss. And kind of 23 and 24 have just been okay. But I'm here with Bradley LaCroix, who is the head coach now. And this will be his second year here and kind of get things moving in the right direction. He was at Clemson for a long time and then the head coach at BCU in Richmond, Virginia for 2 years before he got here and honestly turned that program, went from having a really bad first year, then kind of getting things going the right way, getting the right players in, and then they won the conference next year and were a three seed in the East Carolina Regional the next year. So kind of where we're at, trying a really nice program, really nice mid-major with a ton of resources. And just, I mean, this year, any year could be the year you break out, you break into a regional, and then it could, you know, you're not looking back anymore after that. You're just moving forward.
And Hugh Freeze was the football coach there.
Who also played some Southern Miss baseball. Ended up getting cut, but
right,
there you go.
That's right. So there's a Liberty connection there. But I wanted to ask you, Keller, the fact that it is a private school. By the way, it's in Conference USA now.
Right.
Liberty's in Conference USA, so there's a little familiarity there with Southern Miss fans. But Liberty is a private school. So how does that change, like, the academic standards compared to what an athlete would take to get into Southern Miss or any other public school? How badly does that limit you in recruiting, or how do you plan to attack that, private school versus public?
You know, I don't think just with the standards and everything here, like, I don't think it's that far off of where Southern Miss was. Obviously, it may be a little bit different academically, but, you know, this is actually a place, and I learned this recently, there's like 100,000 online students that go to Liberty. It's like all across the country, all across the world. So there's only about 15,000 on campus, but there's a ton of online programs. And I think that because of that, it kind of, they broaden their horizons a little bit, wanting to bring a lot of people in and make it a really good degree that is, you know, affordable and realistic for everybody to be able to get. So, you know, it is a private school. That's going to be different in recruiting, just, you know, the different scholarships and whatnot. But as far as academically, I think that it's a pretty good spot to be as far as being able to, like I said, getting a good degree and without the limitations maybe that other places have, trying to be a little bit too picky, you know?
Well, you know, Keller, as you kind of assess things over the next couple months, maybe add a couple more transfers, I'm kind of curious from the mental side. Obviously, Oz is huge on that. What do you want to instill in the pitchers this fall, right? What kind of message you want to relay to them for what kind of culture you want to set for that bullpen, for that pitching staff come next year?
Yeah, honestly, and I'll tell you this, just being with Oz the last 4 years, it's going to be a lot of the same stuff that I've learned from him, and I always agreed with him in that aspect, but he kind of, you know, created an avenue for me, opened doors for me to be able to, like, communicate that better, I guess is the right way to say it. And I definitely want to attack the mental side, form those relationships with the guys where there's a trust factor there, and then be able to really attack the mental side of the game and, you know, talk about maybe the uncomfortable things and talk about, you know, what we need to think about, how we're supposed to compete, how we're supposed to act, the mound presence on the mound, and just really being, like, Oz, one of Oz's great sayings, and I love it, is like waves crash on the shore. Every guy, like, you're in the zone over and over. You're attacking that hitter. You're being the aggressor every single time. And you can't give them that much credit. Make them put the ball in play and see what happens. You've got plenty of guys behind you to make a play. And, you know, like I said, being waves crashing on the shore, whether that's a singular guy or the way he's attacking the strike zone, or whether that's guys coming out of the bullpen and just every single guy is doing the same thing and buying into the culture of a pitching staff where we are going to attack the hitter in the box. We're going to make them beat us in the zone. And, you know, the best hitters are only going to beat you 3 times out of 10. You know, so you got a pretty good chance there. So, but I would definitely say it's going to be a lot of the stuff that I've learned from Oz. And I'll tell you, because it works, you know, and I think you guys have seen that.
Yeah, no question.
And totally, I was wondering, too, just a little bit more specifically, like, what kind of – drills are you kind of thinking of, right? I remember Josh Ock earlier this year. I think he hit, like, I think it was four batters in just an inning and a third or something like that. How are you kind of dealing to prepare with that as you get ready for this new role?
Yeah, I think everybody's different. I think that you got to be very individualistic. I know, like with me, I'm gonna do one-on-one bullpens this fall and really use that time to learn each guy, pick their brain a little bit. You got to coach everybody a little bit different. You know, like you can't. Some guys you can they want to be coached tough. You know, they want you to really, you know, get after it a little bit. And then some guys just need a little bit more love and need more confidence and all that kind of stuff. So. Drills wise, it's a hard question to answer because there's so many different things out there. But I can just tell you that learning each guy, figuring out what they need is going to be very, very important. And being able to make it a very individualistic approach rather than a blanketed approach. And, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, obviously, you're going to throw your bullpens and you're going to have your scrimmages in the fall and your live bullpens against hitters and all that kind of stuff. And based on how that kind of stuff goes and what I'm seeing from guys in the area that they need to grow, then you kind of go from there, whether it's building more strength or more velocity, or whether it's building more pitchability and really, like, trying to break down the way the body moves and getting it moving the right way. Like, it all comes from their mind. It all comes from what's inside. And if they're not trusting their delivery, they're not trusting their stuff, they're not trusting the fact that they have confidence to get it done, they're not convicted in that, then the physical stuff almost doesn't even matter at that point in time, because you have to get to that place mentally before your body's going to move freely to be able to truly see who you are as a pitcher. So that's all the stuff I'm going to have to learn about each guy. And, you know, we've got a lot of good arms coming back that have done it at this level before. So kind of once I break down those barriers with them, then kind of, you know, you go from there, and then you attack the weaknesses. And, you know, somebody needs to throw a better breaking ball, or somebody needs to, you know, work on their fastball or work on their command or work on this, the running game, be able to control the running game a little bit better, you know, being able to feel their position on the mound a little better. Like, that's whenever all that kind of stuff comes into effect, after you know that guy is competing at 100% on the mound with conviction and confidence to the best of their ability, you know.
All right, Keller, well, we sure appreciate your time, and, man, nothing but the best of luck to you. Congratulations, a well-deserved promotion. As I started the interview, you know, the Southern Miss loss is Liberty's gain, and we're really happy for you and your family, and wish you nothing but success, Keller.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Keller Bradford, everybody.
Except if they ever come back here to play in a series.
Well, we'll gut them, like you told the Coastal guy yesterday.
The staff might have an accident, capiche?
Yeah. I'm sure he knows that.
For those that don't know, Keller Bradford's dad, a longtime, very successful major leaguer.
Chad Bradford, who was portrayed by an actor in the movie Moneyball, because he was part of that Oakland A's reorganization back in the day.
Right. So. Hey, don't forget about the Be Quick 60th anniversary. You can stop by the Be Quick Shell Station on the corner of 98 and Hegwood. Receive a free Buffalo decal. Place it on the back of your vehicle. Spotters will be looking for your decal to win. You can visit your favorite Be Quick and see if your vehicle has been spotted. Participants will have a chance to win one of four grand prizes: a Saints football experience, a Mossy Oak shopping spree, a Royal Caribbean cruise for four, or a Biloxi offshore fishing trip. Be Quick, proud supporters of Southern Miss Athletics. When we come back, we're going to visit with our studio guest, Scott Kirk, from Channel 7 Sports. Stay with us.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, many thanks to Keller Bradford, and best of luck to Keller out at Liberty University. Appreciate him sharing some time with us, and hope everything works out really well for him. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the program. It's a great place to have lunch any day of the week, great place to eat dinner, and always got a good ball game on the TV. Say hello to Slade and our good friends at 4th Street Bar and Grill, as well as Genesis of Hattiesburg. Now, they're the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are fine. Their new showroom on Highway 98 West is beautiful, and we appreciate all that Genesis of Hattiesburg does. Hey, we're happy to have Scott Kirk in the studio with us. He's the sports director at WDAM-TV. Now, Scott, I got to warn you up front. You're in a building where this is where three former sports directors at Channel 7 ended up when they developed radio faces. This could be your future you're looking at right here. You got a long ways to go. You're a young, good-looking guy, but one day you're going to look like that guy sitting next to you, and you see he's in radio now.
Very handsome man. Very handsome man.
I'm going, where is there somebody sitting behind me?
He dressed up because you were coming today.
Kelly, my mom's still upset you called me Brazilian last time I was here.
And you're what, Puerto Rican? No. You're half what?
Half Colombian. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
there
yeah.
There we go.
And I was, I was watching the Netflix series Narcos at the time, which was about.
Careful now.
Pablo Escobar, right?
Right.
The
right.
cocaine trade and all that. And you said that your mother would not.
No, not at all.
But she lived through that, right?
Yeah. She lived through that.
And I don't want to bring up any bad.
No, it's fine. I got no problem with it.
Okay.
I mean, I think I want people to know about me and everything. It's no problem. But yeah, she lived through it, kind of the peak of everything. And like she was just telling me stories of how like they would go and try and recruit like her friends or whatever. And like I'm talking like low level stuff to go be like runners or something like that. But she always told me like, you don't need to watch the stuff on Netflix. Just come and ask me. Like, I'll tell you the real thing.
Is that right? She knew the real story.
Right. Yeah. Because like you look at who's making this stuff. It's probably not somebody from Medellin. Mm-hmm. It's probably somebody in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a funny thing, I guess, for someone who wouldn't understand, you know.
And, yeah. And you are bilingual?
Yes.
Okay. Has the fact that you can speak English and Spanish in particular, it's the Spanish, has that helped you in any specific instances in Hattiesburg or Laurel in covering Southern Miss sports yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. William Carey has a baseball player, Rigoberto Hernandez. He just graduated. He's from Panama City, and he speaks Spanish. But like, I wouldn't mind interviewing in Spanish, but I couldn't really translate it for TV.
Right.
It's more of a comfortability thing. I mean, there's been times for someone who doesn't speak English. I see him, I'll talk to him in Spanish just to make him comfortable. Let him know that hey, like you're not alone. You can talk to me if you need to.
You know, when this is really going to help you is when the new soccer player gets here. You're aware of that, right?
I believe she's Brazilian.
Yes.
Yeah. Colombian. I don't know Portuguese, though, because they speak Portuguese in Brazil. They don't speak Spanish. So I only know, like, two Portuguese words. Obrigado, which means thank you, goodbye, and then dois. I think that means two.
You know, you could have sat down by the bullpen during the...
Yeah, with Montenegro.
With the Montenegro brothers, you know, they were harassing the Miami players in Spanish.
It was really cool when Miami came. I grew up there in South Florida, so I'm from Kendall. That's like the suburb area. I kind of compare it to Oak Grove. So talking to head coach Arteaga and stuff, his wife worked at my high school. There was a couple kids there that I remember. Obviously, they were a little bit younger than me. But I remember like being on the bench in high school and seeing them play as freshmen. And
you
like
went to Miami, junior. Didn't you?
I didn't go to University of Miami, no.
Oh, okay.
But obviously, I kind of grew up around their program and stuff. So it was kind of cool just to see a lot of the flair where I came from, experience Hattiesburg. Yeah. Coach Arteaga told me so many guys had to Google Hattiesburg when they found out they were coming here for the regional. They had no idea what the place was.
I will tell you this. A friend of mine in the athletic department told me that he was just a really first-class guy. And all the kids from Miami were first-class.
Yes.
They'd have anything but positive things to say about them.
It was a really fun program to watch because no one expected them to be there. And I think a lot of people found out that their bats were a lot better than
they're pretty
the paper
good.
Said.
They were pretty good.
But the fact that you were from Miami and a lot of your viewers knew that you were from Miami,
who
Scott Kirk,
for?
A lot of Southern Miss fans were watching you very carefully.
Who were you for, Scott?
They were watching me pretty closely. I had one lady, day one of the regional, she goes, "You need to be wearing Southern Miss colors." I looked down, I'm wearing a navy polo. I said, "Ma'am, if I wore gold, I'd look like a tub of butter." I said, I put on whatever looks good. So it's navy. It looks good on me. That's what I'm wearing. If it was purple, pink, I'd wear
it. And that's not a Miami color. That's Navy was neutral in that.
Sort of. I guess she had said Columbia. I said, look, I don't care what color it is. If I look good, I'm wearing it. So there you want to go find me a yellow polo that doesn't make me look like butter? Go for it.
That's what you say. By the way, I haven't seen your salmon outfit yet, your pink short.
No, because you harass me about it so much.
You're not going to wear it around me this year?
I'm going to take Kelly down to Key West with me, and he could wear it. Yeah. You know, no problem.
He wears a Speedo.
He'll get a lot of gazes as well.
What? Yeah. He does have.
Is that G-A-Y-S or G-A-Z?
Gazes, as in your eyeballs.
I was going to say, because Key West.
Yeah.
That community is very, very big down there. You know, they kind of run the show down there in Key West, I'm told. But I want to ask about...
He doesn't want to get drug into this. Can you tell?
Key West is ran by international folks. They hire a bunch of international kids to go work there, whether it's restaurants, tour guides. That's
runners.
Who runs Key West.
Runners.
Before we lose the whole segment here, talking about useless stuff.
No, I wanted to ask him about football coming up.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you.
Back to sports.
Your thoughts about... let me back up. What has been your exposure to the new coach and your observations?
I've seen Charles Huff probably a nice handful of times. I think that he's what Southern Miss needs right now. After the last couple of years of a lot of disappointing seasons, disappointing play, he's exactly what can bring the modern football game to Hattiesburg. I don't know how long it lasts, but I would say enjoy it. I think that somebody from here who's been a fan of Southern Miss football for a long time might struggle with the fact that there's not many Mississippi kids on this team, right?
No.
But I think if you kind of just watch the game, watch the uniforms, over the course of time, hopefully I can do a good job of this too, you can kind of find connections, you know, find players to root for, find stories in there. I think he brings a sense of excitement that I haven't seen here in my 2.5 years, and talking to the people we haven't seen in football for quite a while, probably since like Jeff Bauer, I think. And he might not deal with the media as much as Will Hall did, but I think it's for a reason. He did go to the Nick Saban School of Coaching. I know in Saban's later days he was a little bit more accessible, but I think Huff's still trying to build his career.
So let me ask you this, and you give me an honest answer. Kelly and I believe this is perhaps a generational thing. Guys our age are much more bothered by the fact that there are 35 Marshall players here, and like you say, there's very little now Mississippi influence on the team. Younger fans don't seem to care about that. Is that a fair assessment?
Of course, and that's because that's what they've been exposed to. I think that if the Marshall players were going to stay for 2 or 3 years, it wouldn't be a problem. If that happened in baseball, I don't think that we – And I don't think the community would care as much, because you don't see baseball players leave. But that's what they've been used to. And I don't blame the kids for that. And I think the kids just want to win. I think a lot of the older folks remember the times when Southern Miss would go to Florida State and be competitive. I don't know if a 12-year-old can even remember them being competitive against South Alabama. Yeah. Right?
I don't know if a 20-year-old remembers that, to be honest.
And that's what I'm saying. I think that they just want to feel happy. Yeah. Yeah, and whatever it takes, permanent or not, sometimes you need a kick.
That is almost exactly the words that I've heard from younger people. I don't care, man. I just want them to win. I'm going, but they're not Mississippi. I don't care. I just want them to win.
I think that's also how bad it's gotten, though. I mean, that's not a great thing, right? But that's kind of how desperate you are, right? I mean, nobody wants to go to the loan shark, but I guess you have no choice, right?
Well, that's the situation that they're in now, you know, for sure. But media access, you know, makes it difficult for everybody to do their job if you're just not going to be able to. Now, 20 minutes of every first practice, or the practices, we understand, but the guys are stretching at that point. So it's just going to be a lot more limited than it has been in the past, which is going to make jobs more difficult to do. Or are we wrong about that?
I think it's going to be a little bit more difficult to get access to the coach, but I think there's still going to be plenty of opportunities for access for the coach as well. Being in Hattiesburg, first market here, I have friends who kind of dabble with Syracuse up north or other big Power Four programs. They don't get to talk to the coach at all. They're not used to going to practice. So when I got here and I could go to practice with Coach Will Hall and be there for the full 2 hours, talk to him every day, that was foreign to them. So I think Charles Huff is just bringing a Power Four mindset to Hattiesburg, and we're not used to that, which is fair. But I think he wants to model a winning program, and that's what it takes is what it takes. For us guys, we got to kind of sit back and just do what we can. I don't love it, but really it's all about the fans. The fans are listening to us. The fans are the ones that are clicking, and until they say something, I don't know if we can do anything else.
All right, we're visiting with Scott Kirk from Channel 7, sports director. How old are you?
22.
So you got a sports director's job early, didn't you?
I got hired at 20.
Yeah, he went to one of these trade schools.
Wasn't a trade school.
Well, isn't IMG? It was an IMG thing, right?
No,
like that though.
No, I would say it was more
it's a broadcasting
like
school.
It was definitely a broadcasting school, but more of a entertainment style school. I mean, they had regular degrees too, not just like film and music and stuff.
I got you. We're going to continue our conversation with Scott. Other side of the break, Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, DBAT sponsors this segment of the program. DBAT on Hardy Street. Luke Reynolds, manager down there. Great place to take kids for baseball, softball training. Summer camps, they got plenty of those. Pro Shop, lots of cool stuff to buy. Check them out, man. It is a beautiful facility. We're really fortunate to have that here. DBAT on Hardy Street, and we appreciate their support of the Eagle Hour. Scott, we're glad to have you in the studio. Now we're going to put you on the spot. You being the local TV sports director, I want you to give us your prediction of the Southern Miss football season. Now, let me preface this by saying, Andrew Abbotty the other day says 8-4. Stretch, I thought. Kelly went 7-5.
No.
No, Kelly went 6-6. I went 5-7. Break it down for us.
Well, okay, all right, a little controversial. I think they're going to win 9 games.
9 games?
I think they're going to go 9-3, and I see the look on people's faces in this room. But let's not forget, Charles Huff did win the Sun Belt Conference Championship, and he has over 18 Marshall players, and a lot of those players from Marshall were starting pieces on that championship roster. You have Braylon Braxton. He knows how to quarterback in the Sun Belt. A lot of those top receivers, like Metcalf as well. I just think it works. That's why if I'm a Southern Miss fan, I'm like curious to see how long Charles Huff stays.
I think he brought some of that stuff from Columbia with him.
I get it, I think the recipe's there.
Well, let me break these.
It's not like Huff's dealing with new players.
Yeah, let's break these first two games down because we talked in a little detail about them. Let's start with the opener at 11 o'clock, Mississippi State. And as I told you, some of my friends are, you know, this is kind of what I'm hearing. Oh, they're the worst team in the SEC, blah, blah, blah. We're going to steamroll them. I had a Mississippi State, very close friend of mine, tell me he said it respectfully. He said, if State doesn't win by 2 touchdowns, there'll be grumblings about getting rid of the coach.
I can totally sense that.
So where do you see that game breaking down?
I don't think Southern Miss pulls it out, but – I mean, that's not how it's supposed to be, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I guess if you want to call it that way, with all the money Mississippi State has and all the resources they have, they should beat Southern Miss, I guess you could say.
But then according to you, they've only got one more loss the rest of the way.
Well, no.
Right?
Two more.
Two more. Okay.
Two more.
Gotcha.
Right. I think you're supposed to beat Jackson State. Even if it was Coach Will Hall, you're supposed to beat Jackson State. You're supposed to beat FCS programs.
So the next thing we heard was that Jackson State was loaded with talent. Yeah. But here's how I see it. You tell me if you agree or disagree. I agree completely with what you just said. You're not supposed to beat Mississippi State.
I think it's tough because it's game one with a new offensive coordinator,
correct,
and a bunch of new teams and a lot of pressure. I'm not saying that Southern Miss is not talented. I just think it's going to be tough with all the chemistry coming.
But see, here's what we heard last year: Kentucky's not that good. Kentucky's a lower level SEC team. What was it? 31 to nothing. 31-0 at halftime.
But that team wasn't good either.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
So I think Marshall, Kentucky might be a different story because I think you just got to take Marshall 2024 and put them up against anybody.
All right, so then let's move on. So we kind of agree on that. So mm-hmm. I think Southern Miss will play them tough and play with a lot of energy, but I think in the end probably the SEC depth plays out.
I think it's one of those games that ESPN knew what they were doing, 11 a.m. kickoff. I think it's one of those games where it's like if you're in the second half and you're a Mississippi State fan, your party's not fun anymore. And then finally in the fourth quarter, an interception or a fumble happens and you break away. I think it's going to be one of those games where something will constantly keep you in tune.
Right. And then I think the next weekend, and I hear what people are saying, Jackson State's very talented, going to win the SWAC. I hear all that.
Of course they're talented, yeah.
But Southern Miss should beat Jackson State 10 out of 10 times.
Yes, and that's why you schedule those games. Right.
That's exactly right.
So, I mean, it's the same thing with the Southeastern Louisianas of the world and everything. I mean, it's just different leagues, you know?
Correct.
How it should be.
Well, and it's football. It's not baseball.
ULM beat Jackson State last year. And ULM wasn't great. They were good.
First five or six games, they were a lot different than the last five or six games.
Most definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so if your ULM record is 9-3.
I'm going to go 9-3. I think Sunbelt wise, they should be competitive. Charles Huff knows the league. It's not like he's a newcomer. He's got a lot of the returners.
Right.
He might know the East a little bit better than the West, but he's no stranger. So I just think it kind of works.
Well, Scott Kirk on this program has proven to all of America that crack does not smoke itself, ladies and gentlemen.
I didn't say undefeated.
No.
I think Marshall went 9-3 last year.
And look,
year.
we hope you're right.
Your boy Andrew is not far behind him.
I might be a little bit too positive. But everyone's saying 8-4, everyone's saying 7-5. I want to try to be a little bit different, too.
Yeah.
So why not?
And I think there is a natural tendency to over-expect at the beginning of the season. Yeah, it's a new year. And I think that's where us older folks are kind of a little more hesitant to pull the trigger because we've been burned before.
Most definitely. Like, I'm a New York Jets and a Miami Marlins fan. So when you come, you know, it comes to pessimism, I'm the king of it. So I get it.
Redskin fan here.
Who?
Pessimism is just a way of life.
Who?
The Redskins. I don't acknowledge that the Commodores.
My dad's going to love this.
It's not even the Commodores.
Is your dad a Redskin fan?
No, he's a New York Jets fan, but, you know, real Magic Kingdom there for
real us. Real quick story. A few years ago, my daughter and I would make a Redskin game every year. I say, honey, which game you want to go to this year? She says, let's go see the Jets play. I don't want to go that far and see them lose. They'll win that game. 38-7 Jets. Story of my life.
That's Scott, what happens.
Thank you, man. We appreciate you being here.
Anytime. I'd love to come back.
You're
on.
Welcome thank anytime. You Scott Kirk, everybody. Channel 7 Sports. Southern Miss.
To the top.
I want to fly like an eagle.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.